Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And we, of course, here at the Odd Couple are the way sports talk radio should
Hell
be.
Yeah.
We got a special celebrity corner coming up. A friend of the show and a comedian. Those are your hints. But I will save his name for when he gets on. But it's going to be great. And, of course, Shekel City at the bottom of the hour. But let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing great on this TV theme song Thursday. How are you?
I'm wonderful. All is well.
Yes. I don't know. What is today? Thursday. The weekend's coming up, and we won't be long before we'll be at the Super Bowl for all week and all that. So kind of just kind of laying low, watch a little football this weekend. It'll be nice and easy.
Yes, yes. Looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. I see you out there. It's been a while. Was the last time I saw you the last Super Bowl? No, it was this summer when you had your party.
Right.
In New York.
Right. That's right. Matter of fact, your mom, your dad, thank God I got to meet them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the family came. That was very nice of you guys. Coming to the city, hanging out.
Good time. Yep. It was a good time.
You know, you didn't have to put a crown on my head.
There were billboards of Rob everywhere. It was like 10 billboards in the club. No, it was fun while we were there. We obviously missed the meat of the party, right. But we had a good time while we were there.
Yeah, so. It was definitely good. We looking what? So me and Mad Dog Russo, Chris, I was on today on MLB Network.
How'd that go?
It went well, but we didn't get to bark at each other.
Was he in agreement with you?
He agreed. He liked a lot of the points I had. You know me, I was prepared, ready to go.
Right.
And he was like, I can't argue with that,
Did he feel that way before? Or did you convince him?
Yeah, no, he was on the same page. Okay. He's just not a Scott. Nobody's a Scott Rowland.
Well, in the baseball world, I know you're in touch with a lot of people, or just what's out there. Do most people? I mean, they may not be as adamant as you, but how do people feel about this? I mean,
it's
in the baseball world,
it's split. I've heard from people, who just are shaking their heads, cannot believe it, like stunned. Former players, you know what I mean? The guy, people
sure.
I talk to who are like, really?
You talked to Gary Sheffield? I'm sure he is like,
yeah,
what?
I mean, like stuff like that. And then there are other guys on the podcast, Inside the Parker. I'm waiting for you to say something.
I never miss Inside the Parker.
There you go. John Morosi and I had a spirited debate, Chris.
Oh,
for Scott Rowland. So if you want to take a listen, go download it and listen to Inside the Park. A couple of my friends said, man, you guys went at it. We both love baseball.
What is his rationale? He's a good player. Nobody's saying he wasn't a good player, but that's not what it's about.
His was more like, if we keep doing this, nobody's going to be getting in the Hall of Fame because of all the steroid guys. So he's a good representation for baseball. I'm like, this is not we're not putting guys in because he's a good representation of baseball,
right.
And then nobody else to put in because all the stars who are set up right now, Chris, are tainted. So we just don't put anybody in. It'll be okay.
I was
going
to say, if you had to go 5 years, this goes for all
Hall
of Famers,
right, 4 or 5 years, right.
Where nobody got in. If nobody's that good, then
it's
so
okay.
Be it.
It is okay. So,
yeah, I agree.
But that was it.
All right. Well, we will get into plenty of talk with the NBA and NFL today. Of course, we got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. We've got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house. Of course, he never misses a Thursday. He might miss every other day of the week, but you better believe Thursdays he is going to be here because it's Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
I thought it was because it was TV theme song Thursday and he wanted to play themes from the 60s and
70s. That's a secondary benefit he gets.
That's like fries the entree, Rob, right there.
Is that
and
right?
It is, Rob. 60s, 70s, 80s.
That's all we want to hear.
We get beyond that, I'm kind of lost.
Kind of lost? I'm totally lost.
Yeah, we don't know much beyond that.
Because then that means all we do is say, Alex, what is that?
Right.
That's what
exactly.
We say. Alex,
exactly.
What is that? Okay.
Exactly. All right, Rob, let's get into this. I didn't announce the update.
Hey, Steve.
Who's on there? Our man,
Steve DeSager,
the always professional Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's do it. The Jets hire Jermaine Nathaniel Can't Hack It as their offensive coordinator. Now, he, of course, for those who don't remember, was in Denver this year. Didn't even make it through the season. 4-11, I believe, was his record as the head coach. They were horrendous. Now, I don't know if he's the problem or if Russell Wilson Hackett was a problem. But I don't know if he's the reason Wilson, or at least a large part of the reason Wilson struggled so much. But I do know this, Rob. Wilson looked markedly better after they fired Hackett. I mean, he looked like so much better. Not back to his old self, but he was running better, scored more touchdowns, threw for more touchdowns. And so we'll see if that carries over to next year. But here's what I want to throw by you, Rob, because everybody's saying that since Nathaniel Hackett was the offensive coordinator of the Packers when Aaron Rodgers won his two MVP awards, and Denver hired Hackett thinking, Rob, that that might get him Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers likes him. Chris Collinsworth said on one of the broadcasts that Nathaniel Hackett makes Aaron Rodgers laugh. That's why he likes him. But
I would laugh at him too with his coaching style as a head coach.
A lot of people think this gives the Jets a great chance and perhaps puts them in the driver's seat to get Aaron Rodgers. What are your thoughts?
I do not agree. I don't think he has that much pull. I think people keep putting that out there that Aaron Rodgers needs the offensive coordinator to make him good or bad. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like him. I remember when they fired the other guy, they didn't even tell Aaron Rodgers that the OC was going to be fired. And he, you know, him and Hackett got together and he played better and won back-to-back MVPs. I think there's got to be a lot of things that have to be in order. And going to the AFC, to me, the AFC is loaded. And to go to the Jets, and they had a pretty good season. They got a good defense. But with that franchise, already one Green Bay Packer quarterback did that. It didn't work out. And that was Brett Favre. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to follow that footprint. So I don't believe that the Jets have any other advantage or big advantage over anybody else because of Hackett.
I don't want to disagree, Rob, but I was told that during his interview, Hackett pulled out his cell phone and called Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, was that the
that's how he got the job.
Oh, the job?
I'm
oh,
just
okay.
playing.
All right.
I'm just playing. Look, certainly I don't believe this is 100% sure that they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. Could it put them in the driver's seat? I think possibly. I think, Rob, my feeling is this. There has to be something to this. And I'm not saying it's a done deal. But if they're doing their job, Rob, then the Jets have scoured the league. They know the area, the type of trades other teams are willing to offer for Rodgers. They know what teams will be their competition for Rodgers in a trade. They know that Green Bay is willing to trade Rodgers. Like, they have to know these things. And if they've done that and done their homework, then I think, Rob, that is the only reason to hire Nathaniel Hackett. Now, I'm not saying he's a horrible coach. He was a horrible head coach. But, Rob, we've seen guys who are very good or great offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. Josh McDaniels was obviously won Super Bowls as an OC with the Patriots and Tom Brady. Hadn't done jack as a head coach. He's been bad. So we've seen this happen, and a guy's still a great coordinator. So maybe Hackett is a good coordinator, but even so, Rob, coming off the not only sizable failure that he just had, but incredibly public failure, Rob. You know, like, this wasn't he was kind of with a team that nobody paid that much attention to. Denver was on TV all the time because of Russell Wilson. And we saw his gaffes week after week after week. And you don't win the press conference. Not that that's the only goal, but certainly, Rob, you know this. In New York, you don't want to hire somebody that everybody's going to destroy. And destroy you for hiring him. And with a guy coming off the season he's coming off of, and obviously many other candidates out there that you could hire, I don't see why you would bring him in unless you thought there was a good chance that Aaron Rodgers might follow.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, you could think that, but I don't think that a player follows a coordinator.
I'm not saying he's like, I want to go play with Hackett, but yeah, I'm saying
I just don't. I just find that hard to believe that.
But who's saying? Nobody's saying that, Rob. Nobody's saying Nathaniel Hackett has the key to Rodgers' kingdom. People are just saying they have a connection, they have a relationship, they had success together, and if Aaron Rodgers is going to end up playing for another team, he certainly at age 39 will want some type of familiarity within that organization.
But do you know whether Saleh or somebody there at the Jets has a relationship with Hackett? Because coaches,
well, Saleh does. Okay, they coach together in Jacksonville.
There you go. I mean, that's the other part of it is guys in this business, if you follow like the coaching, they all take care of each other. You lose a job, I'm going to put you on my staff. Like, this is very commonplace. So I could see, and that doesn't mean that, sure, if Aaron Rodgers becomes available, but that your point right there about them being in Jacksonville is really what I always see with head coaches. Guys get fired all the time and they wind up on somebody's staff. And Hackett went through it. You just said it, very public. And he got his money as a head coach and he wants to, you know, dust himself off and get right back into it. Let me get back to being the offensive coordinator, which is where I excelled. I got my opportunity, didn't work out. But I don't want to be out of the game too long or, you know what I mean, have people.
Do you think Saleh could afford that? I mean, I get what you're saying, and I think guys.
Yes,
usually,
because of his reputation as an offensive coordinator, not as a head coach.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like he's been Josh McDaniels or somebody, Eric Bieniemy. He hasn't been that good. I mean, before Rodgers, he didn't have a ton of success. They had the 1 year in Jacksonville where they went to the conference title game. But other than that, he hasn't. And then what he got with Rodgers, other than those situations, he's had some mediocre to even low-ranking offenses. I hear you with the coaches. Right, cool. I know they look out for each other.
Real quick, Chris.
But I think you bring him in as something else.
Okay,
you bring him in as an assistant, you know, some other position, not OC. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, we got sound from Saleh about the quarterback having nothing to do with it. Here we go.
It doesn't matter what the connections are. Everyone's got a connection to everybody in this league. But the most important thing was finding a guy who we felt could continue developing our young guys at a very high level, and a guy who's done it before, a guy who's had success in this league with a variety of different quarterbacks.
Yeah. And he's right. There's nothing but connections between Chris. I get your point. And if you have him there and Aaron Rodgers has to pick between two or three places, then maybe he might lean towards you because of the familiarity with Hackett. But ultimately, I don't think Hackett has that much weight where Aaron Rodgers goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not saying it. I don't think anybody is saying Hackett is the puppet master and he's going to tell Aaron where to go. But I do think the connection could definitely benefit the Jets if indeed Rodgers is on the move. So, and you know, they got other pieces. Garrett Wilson, the receiver, Breece Hall, running back, a good defense. So they got some, you know, some pieces that might be attractive to him if he ends up leaving Green Bay. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you think of the chances now of Aaron Rodgers winding up in New York with the Jets since they hired his old offensive coordinator, Nate Can't Hack It? That's next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, the Odd Couple, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, RV, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place, folks. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. What do you think of the chances of Aaron Rodgers winding up with the Jets now that Nathaniel Hackett is there?
All right. I think, Rob G, I screwed up the screen here. Can you tell me, Andre, in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Andre.
You were taking the yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for taking the call. Listen, I think the chance that Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets are no better than 50-50, but this is 100% Woody Johnson going all in this hire, and if it doesn't hit for him, he's looking at absolute disaster. Here's the reason why it's no better for me for 50-50. We have a number of other dominoes that have to fall in order for it to be a clear path for Rodgers to go to the Jets. First of all, you got 4 head coaching openings still left in the NFL. The Indianapolis Colts have an opening. Obviously, Denver, and then you have Arizona. He's not going to Arizona.
He's not going to Denver.
He's not going to Denver, but here's my point behind that. Tom Brady is also on the market looking for a destination, and it's not a guarantee that he's going to go to either the Raiders, some people say the Titans, some people say Miami. So based on where Tom Brady goes, that's going to open up the market for other teams that are going to get into this bidding war. Back to why it's 50-50 for me. Aaron Rodgers is about one person and one person exclusively. That's Aaron Rodgers. Would he want to go to the New York market where he knows that he's going to face criticism, extreme criticism, that he's never faced in his career? He's been playing in Green Bay his whole time. That market versus the New York market, it is just it's night and day, as you know, in terms of the pushback that he's going to get depending on whether he plays well or he doesn't play well. How about Miami? He goes to Miami. They say they're committed to Tua. We know that's nonsense. If they could get Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, they're moving off of Tua. And then back to Vegas. Go back to Vegas. Be reunited with Devontae Adams if they don't land Tom Brady. You're in a warm weather environment. He's from California and less media scrutiny. So him going there, to me, I think it's 50-50 because Aaron Rodgers is about Aaron Rodgers at the end of the day. He doesn't care about Nathaniel Hackett. Does he want to live in that ferocious media market and face the scrutiny that he knows he's going to face, or go to a Miami, warmer, Las Vegas, warmer, a team that has pieces better? Tyreek Hill,
right,
and Devontae Adams.
Okay, that's fair, Andre. Thank you. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Just when you think the Jets are on the upswing, they do something like this. Bad hire. This makes no sense. I don't think he's a good coordinator. He didn't call any of the plays. Matt LaFleur called the plays for the Packers. So you could afford to have a guy like Hackett, who was liked by everybody. The Rodgers isn't going there because he knows Hackett doesn't call plays. Makes no sense to hire.
Yes, it does.
The only sense it makes to me is if you're going to get him.
Otherwise, you're going to hook up your friend, your friend who you work with.
But you might be throwing yourself down. You know what I mean? Like, I get hooking up your friend as, like, a special team coach.
It happens in the NFL a lot, though.
As an OC, I'm not sure I'd do that. It just happened in New England. We'll get to that later, but... All right, we got a celebrity corner right around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, you have seen him all over the big screen. He's got 6 comedy specials out. Black Famous is one of them. Doing What I Do, I Agree With Myself. He's been in several hit movies. Think Like a Man, Daddy Daycare, Meet the Blacks. He is currently on tour across the country doing stand-up. And this weekend, he's at the House of Comedy in Minneapolis. Next weekend, he's in Ontario Improv in Southern California. It is our man, Gary Owen. Gary, what's up, happening? Brother?
Just getting ready for Burrowhead this Sunday.
Well, let's start right there. You were actually in Buffalo at the divisional round playoff game. I mean, it was terrible weather out there.
I didn't feel it.
Were you one of the guys? Did you not have a shirt on? Were you?
Yeah,
did you go that far?
Please say you had a shirt on.
Oh, guys, I'm not that white. Like, that's another level. I was bundled up. I was black and orange.
Yes, that's smart. Just like my roommates in college in the winter in Connecticut, they wanted to sleep with the window open. I had 3 white roommates. I'm like, I'm a black guy. I need the window closed.
That's my biggest discrepancy. Like, always, I was married to a black woman for a while and dating black women. The temperature is always a big deal
Yes.
in those relationships.
It's something, man. I don't know what it is, but it's something different for sure.
Black people don't want to be cold.
Africa and Europe have different climates.
Yes.
Let's just face it. Let's just keep it real. So, Gary. Rob did not pick the Bengals to make the playoffs when the season started. I picked them to make the playoffs, but then when they were 0-2, I wrote them off. Did you feel all season that this could happen for this team? Because right now they look like the best team, at least in the AFC, if not the whole league.
That as long as we got Joe Burrow back there, I will never doubt this team. Ever.
Yeah, he's bad. He's a bad man.
he's so good, and not to knock Higgins and Boyd and all them, but I mean, since Brady, I don't think there's been another quarterback that does more with these unknown white wide receivers that we've never heard of.
Well, who's he? Brady did that. Since these receivers are black.
No. Trent Irwin came in when Jamar got hurt. I was like, where'd this guy come from?
I got you.
They glad Trent only had to play a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I guarantee you right now, there's a white guy somewhere in either the MAC or he's a Ball State or Western Michigan that's going to be on the Bengals in 5 years. And we're going to be like, where'd he come from?
Obviously going into Kansas City, where they've won two times in a calendar year.
Three?
I'm talking about in Cincinnati, right? In Kansas City.
Once in Kansas City.
Right. Well, the AFC.
Once in Kansas City, two in Cincinnati.
Two in Cincinnati.
Okay,
yeah.
So the one in the AFC championship game. Yeah. Talk about just going there, and obviously we already know Patrick Mahomes is banged up with the high ankle sprain, but still, ankle sprain or not, I still think Kansas City would have been favored. I think that
they are favored again. They are favored now.
Are they?
By a point. Because he's looked like – yeah, they're favored by a point now was the latest I saw, because Mahomes looks like he's clearly playing, but he's starting to look pretty good in practice.
Normally a home team gets 3 points, so it still says a lot that it's only one. But anyway, how confident are you going down to Kansas City?
I mean, I feel good. Last year, I'll be honest with you, last year I thought the playoffs lined up perfect for us. We got the Raiders in the first round. We already beat them earlier that year. And then Buffalo and Kansas City, they had to battle it out. And I think, you know, we got the little hangover KC last year. But this year, I'm not scared of anybody. It's like nobody left that I'm looking at and I'm going, I don't want to face them. Now, we can lose to anybody. We can lose to San Fran, Philly, or Kansas City. But for me to be like, I don't want to play them, there's not a team out there I'm going, I don't want to play them. Where now, I don't know if Kansas City could say that. I think Kansas City in these playoffs, they're probably like, yeah, I'd probably rather play them than Cincinnati.
Are you going to the game?
Yeah. I'm not missing this run.
Oh, you got
So
you got
are you going to the Super Bowl if they make it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not missing this run, guys. I've been – listen, and I've followed you guys for a while, and I'm fans of both yours, and I don't know how long you guys have followed me. I'm loyal to the soil. I've been there through the Achilles Smith years, through the David Klingler years.
Wow, David Klingler.
I've been there.
It's some bad days.
Last year you were in L.A. for the Super Bowl, right?
Row one.
Yes.
Row one.
Up front. My goodness gracious.
Now, let me ask you this, Gary, because I will say this about the Bengals. Man, they talk some trash. I mean, Joe Mixon saying they the big dogs of the AFC, they can beat anybody when they playing on their A game. And now you got Eli Apple. He was on Twitter, you know, a few days ago just totally embarrassing Buffalo. Do you like that? I mean, what you do for a living, I'm guessing you probably do, but do you like their trash talk?
I like it. I like it to an extent. I still know this is the NFL. And I'm like this. Okay, take the trash talk out on Eli, the guy that said the trash talk. Not on our quarterback. Not on him. Don't take it on
right.
him.
Right, because Eli is the one running his mouth more than anybody.
But, you know, Eli, that's in the DNA. You know his, like, uncle or cousin, Michael Blackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Eli Apple, that's Michael Blackson's nephew.
Wow, and his mom's big on Twitter. She talks more trash than he does.
So that definitely is his nephew, yeah. That definitely is Michael Blackson's sister.
Okay, oh, wow.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah, but he better back it up. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I know, but you know, those quarterbacks, they got to have that mentality, man. They're out there on an island. They get burnt so much. When they get a chance to, like, throw it in somebody's face, I'm like, all right. It's harmless trash talk. He's not out there playing dirty.
He says safe travels to Cabo, to Buffalo. It won't age well if he's going to Cabo a week later.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to back it up.
Hey, Gary, do you look at it like they got to win a championship, like, quickly with the team that they're put together? Like, you don't want to waste this because there's a chance that, you know, Mike Brown could botch this and he doesn't want to pay and he's asking for players to take hometown discounts. You know, and a team can be, you know, blown up real quick if somebody moves on. Do you look at it like that? Like, this has to happen in the next year or so before they get to that point?
I am. You know that you see those wristbands, the WWJD. What would Jesus do?
Yes.
No, my Jesus is Joe. It's what would Joe do? So, as long as he's back there, we gonna be in it. He said it. What's your window? My whole
I do
career.
Agree with that, too.
Right? But I'm asking you about Mike Brown. You know, of the Bengals are notoriously cheap. I mean, he's already squawking about money.
Now, the changes are already being made with, we got the bubble now. Now it's Paycor Stadium. And they're doing all that because they got to pay Burrow. And they got to make him comfortable. And listen, I knew the change was happening when they drafted Ja'Marr Chase. Because the big thing was Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase. We had the terrible offensive line. And I really think, and I got no way to confirm this, I think they asked Joe, what you think? And he was like, if it was me, I want Ja'Marr.
Yeah.
And they kept him included.
He was
and
definitely
that right
pushing
there,
for Ja'Marr.
A little change at the top.
So, do you know Joe personally?
No, I know Zach. I know the head coach.
Oh, really? So, what's he like? Look, they coach circles. I mean, he has to get credit. He's the head coach. But I thought they coached circles around Buffalo last weekend.
Oh, let me tell you how laid back Zach Taylor is. And I don't want to screenshot my text messages to prove my point, but I'm in Buffalo. I park. I'm on a corner waiting across the street. By the way, Buffalo fans are the nicest fans in the NFL.
They are great fans.
And the cop goes, "You want to step back? Your team's coming." And I go, "Huh?" He goes, "Your team." And I look to my right, and the buses are coming down the street. And I'm this lone Bengal fan pumping my fist, all pride out the window. Just, come on, we're here, guys. As I'm pumping my fist, I look down. Zach Taylor texts me. He's like, "I see you holding on that street corner."
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow. Wow, that is
cool. The one guy on the bus.
That is cool. That is cool. Well, that is our man, Gary Owen. Look, man, hey, we may get you back on soon.
Yes.
Depending on what happens in these games.
I'm picking the Bengals, so we might need to get you back.
You finally turned, Rob?
Yeah.
You finally turned?
Yes. I told Chris, I'm with the Bengals.
There's no way he could, you know, get himself to pull for the Chiefs. So that ain't it.
I've been with Joe all year after the bad start. They've won all these games. He's had big performances.
All year.
Yeah, I said after they.
All
after
right,
they
Gary, he's just lying now.
No, so. after they got off to the bad start, 0-2 and 2-4.
Once they were like,
then they started rolling. I'm like, okay, I see
10-4
Joe
10-4 or something like that.
Yeah, I was impressed.
You know, Gary. What I love? You know what I love about him is he wants the ball first.
Yes.
The coin toss is pointless with Cincinnati because we're taking the ball. And if the other team wins, they're like, "We're going to defer." I'd like, just give Cincinnati the ball.
Right.
He wants it. I love that about him.
The dude is awesome. The dude is awesome. So we'll see this weekend, man. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. The NBA, as you heard Steve DeSager say, they announced their starters for the All-Star game. I'm an official voter, and I'll share my ballot with you next. That's on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Saved by the Bell.
Where's Mr. Bell?
That was actually a good little show.
I like that show.
I mean, it was different because it was on Saturday morning, wasn't
Saturday,
it?
Yeah. Early yeah. Saturday, like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but it was good.
Alex, did you like Screech? I mean, come on, this was your show. You were about 8 or 9 years old, weren't
Hot
you?
Hot take, never saw the show.
What? Rob
never
G.
saw Saved by the Bell.
Nah, I guess I wasn't saved.
Rob, that's the next gift. We got to buy him the whole set.
Rob G saw it. He liked the show because of Mario Lopez.
Hey, fun fact, I got Mario Lopez's phone number in my cell right now. Should get him on the show.
That's right. We've had him on the show.
He's been on the show. He hosts a boxing podcast. So yep. Anytime there's a big fight, he likes to come on.
That's right. Next big fight, let's get him on.
And he's a big Dodger fan because I've seen him in the AM570 suite. A few times when I've been in there eating free chicken wings and stuff.
Listen to my co-host and my producer, like, bragging about how close they've been to Mario Lopez. Mike, let's move on. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Hey, Chris, Mario gave me a head nod from across the suite at Dodger Stadium. So now me and him, we're boys.
That's your
you know
boy.
That. We're boys. Once you give me a head nod, it's over.
You're putty in their hands.
Exactly. Yeah. Me and Kyrie, I still hold on to that. You know, in that big mansion, all those people. And
that man, Rob, that wasn't that something?
That was the All-Star game, right?
The Jordan party at the All-Star game when it was in L.A.
It was tremendous. All right. Chris, last night, 1-2, not a great night for Shekel City. Maybe tonight, put down some shekels. I'm going against the Pistons tonight. They're in Brooklyn. I got the Nets -7.5 taking on the Pistons. Cavaliers -9.5, Chris, at the Rockets. And I got the Bulls -4.5 against the sorry Hornets. I don't know about the Hornets. I don't know what that is, what's happened
there.
They are a mess. It's just a total mess. All right, so again, Nets -7.5, Cavs -9.5, and the Bulls minus 4.5. Those two games are on the road. The Nets are at home. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Well, Rob G, announce to us the NBA All-Star Game starters, and then I'll give my list and we'll compare.
Sure. Well, Steve,
let's go by conference. You just do the East, and
absolutely.
I'll do the East.
Steve DeSanger gave it at the bottom of the hour, but if you missed it, here it is right now. Eastern Conference, the captain is Giannis. Front court, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum. Guards, Kyrie Irving, Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the thing, Rob, that I'm an official voter. So it was, 50% fans, 25% media, 25% coaches. And
wait a minute, the players aren't anymore? Did they take it away from the players?
I believe so. Rob G, check that out. But I think
really?
The players might be in there.
Not a player. The players, Chris, I think have 25%, don't they? Rob
yeah,
G,
we'll
check
look it
up.
Go ahead. But anyway, what made it difficult, Rob, was that you couldn't vote like for all NBA.
It's players, Chris. The coaches do the reserves.
So coaches are out. Okay,
they're
so players and media.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
What made it difficult is that when you vote for all NBA. They have guys listed at two positions, some of them. So Luka is a guard and a forward. You know what I mean? So you can kind of – Embiid will be like a center and a forward. So you can kind of mix it up. You couldn't do that for the All-Star. It was like one position. The guy's at one position. So my Eastern team, I had Donovan Mitchell, same as them. I had Tyrese Halliburton from Indiana as a starter. That dude, he's averaging 20 points, 10 assists. The team was 22-18 with him playing Indiana, which isn't a very good team, but he made them good, and they're 2-8 without him. So I had him as a starter. He's really, really a top-notch player, shoots about 40% from three.
Is he better than Kyrie or just
he's having a better year, I think, because he's leading his team to victories. Kyrie's a number two, and this guy's playing better as a number one. Kyrie's certainly flashier. I'd probably say Kyrie's better. But right now, okay. I think he's having a better year. He's more of a playmaker. I mean, he's giving out 10 assists, shooting better from three. And then my front court was Giannis, Tatum, and Embiid. Durant, because he was hurt, I left and won't be playing. I left him off, which was – it would have been tough with him. I don't know who in the world I would have left off between Tatum, Embiid, and Giannis. All right, Rob, let's do the West.
In the West, quickly, LeBron's the captain in the backcourt. Steph and Luka in the front court. Jokic and the surprise, Zion Williamson.
I had Luka, of course. I had Ja Morant in front of Steph because Steph's missed a lot of games with injury. I had LeBron, Jokic, and Rob, Domantas Sabonis, 18 points, league high, 12 rebounds a game, leading the Kings with 7 assists. And if you watch them, he's their playmaker. He's their play. He's bringing the ball up court a lot of the times. He's running, leading the break. He's having a tremendous season. So with Zion hurt and Anthony Davis hurt, it was thin on the front court. But Sabonis having a great year. All right, keep it locked. All right, couple.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here. And we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.